Over the weekend, the ship, the MV Torgolo, returned to its home port in Mombasa, Kenya. It had been held for 53 days by pirates off the coast of Somalia. The cargo ship was carrying relief supplies, and it became one of 33 ships that have reported being attacked by pirates in the lawless Somali waters since March of this year. NPR's Jason Bobian reports from Mombasa.
Muslim women in black headscarves and port-issued hard hats lined the dock to welcome their family members home. Fatima Abdulman Musa came to catch a glimpse of her older brother Abdullah, who was held hostage with the Torgolo for 7.5 weeks. Musa says her whole family was terrified the pirates might kill him.
We are all was crying day and night, no eating, because of our brother. We don't hear what he's dead or he's alive.
Musa has no patience for the pirates who've seized so many ships along this stretch of the Indian Ocean.
In Somalia, these people, they are dirty people, stupid people. Because if they want anything, they can take the ship, they can take the goods, but not the people, the crew.
The Torgolo is a large cargo ship that used to be owned by the East German Navy. It's half a football field long, has a 10-man crew, and can carry 800 tons of rice, grain, or other supplies. The Torgolo was en route to Somalia to resupply one of its sister ships, the Semlo, which had just been released after being held for 101 days by the pirates. The Semlo had been carrying relief supplies to Somalia for the UN World Food Program. On October 8th, the Torgolo, carrying fuel and fresh water for the Semlo, was 80 miles offshore when Captain Ekman da Silva says two white speedboats raced up alongside her.
I thought that I could escape from the pirates. I told chief engineer to increase the speed and turned the vessel to port side as the pirate was coming from deep sea direction.
The pirates were firing AK-47 rifles into the air, but da Silva still hoped to outmaneuver them. Then they fired a rocket-propelled grenade across his bow, which sent his crew scrambling below deck.
And while I was on full speed at around 30 knots, they used this ladder, and two pirates came on board with the guns.
Then he says the hijackers hit him in the head with a pistol and forced him to stop the vessel.
I didn't know what to do at that time because they were firing here and there. And even when they came on board, they started firing to the sky and danced with joy.
Over the next 53 days that they were held, da Silva says it was clear that the pirates were highly organized. Although they often fired their weapons indiscriminately, da Silva says they had a clear command structure. The gunmen guarding the Torgolo's crew were changed every week. They had communications equipment that allowed them to talk to their superiors on land. Andrew Wangura with the Kenya Seafarers Association says there's been a long history of piracy off Somalia, but he says the number of attacks has increased dramatically since a new group of pirates began operating this year from a mothership off the Somali coast.
Last year there were only two, and in 2003 there were only five. Strangely, this year alone, in the first March 15th of this year up to date, we have more than 33 incidents in Somalia. For a short period.
Somalia has the longest coastline in Africa, but as it's been without a functioning government for 15 years, there's no coast guard or navy to patrol those waters. In November, Somali pirates attacked a luxury cruise ship, striking it with a rocket-propelled grenade. The cruise liner fired an acoustic weapon that emits a deafening bang to keep the pirates from boarding. A few days later, the new Somali Transitional Federal Government, which is attempting to gain control over Somalia, signed a $50 million contract with a little-known American company to fight the pirates. Shipowners, however, are skeptical if this company can solve the problem. The owner of the Torgolo, Karim Kudrati, has four ships in his fleet. This year, three of them have been seized and held for ransom. Sitting in the galley of the Torgolo after she pulled back into Mombasa, Kudrati says he's relieved to have all of his ships and sailors back in Kenya.
The problem is great, and I hope the international community now does something to stop this piracy, because it's international waters that we are passing through.
Kudrati declines to discuss how much of a ransom he paid to get his ships and crew members back. He does, however, confirm that ransoms were paid. The pirates initially asked for $1 million for the Semlo. Sailors who've been held hostage and seen the push and pull of ransom negotiations say that ship owners are often paying in excess of $200,000 per hijacking. Kudrati says he can't send his ships back to Somalia until things fundamentally change.
The relief food is very much urgently needed. Unfortunately, I cannot risk my crew now.
And with Kudrati's ship sidelined, the head of the World Food Program for Somalia says his agency hasn't been able to get relief food into Somalia by sea for weeks. The WFP this month, for the first time in years, sent a truck convoy into Somalia. The convoy passed through more than two dozen roadblocks by various militias before reaching its destination. The WFP head says if something isn't done to deal with the pirates, his transportation costs for Somalia could increase three or four fold. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Mombasa.